tiempo, tiempo, tiempo y tiempo, 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 tiempo y tiempo, 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 tiempo y tiempo, tiempo, tiempo.
You're ready.
Hallelujah! We are excited. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
Finally, finally, we are all together as one. Welcome to LC Live. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. And I want to say a big thank you to our Father for giving us this to be together. To be together is nice. It's a great blessing. We are going to start with a short time of prayer. And I think it's proper to thank God for giving us an opportunity to do this. So wherever you are, I want you to just close your eyes, lift up your voice, and just say a big thank you. The Bible says that when they spoke in tongues and they magnified God. So I want you to speak in the language of the Spirit and just thank God. Thank God for an opportunity to be together like this. All our brethren all over the world together is a wonderful thing. So thank God for it. Thank God for this evening's meeting. Father, we are grateful. Ola manda ba shaka balada bahaya barada baba ba mora manda bali kuzanda la balada ha eko mara di la bashanda la baba re kabaya ndola bata sonde lebele de barada mora manda bashonde lebe ki baradia ndala baha. E barada bakabo shanda la bala baba. E baradi lobo sandele ke baradu la bashande la bahate. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. We are grateful. Thank you for this wonderful opportunity. Thank you for the power of your word. Thank you for the fellowship. Thank you, Father. We are grateful. Mandi koza baladi andala baha. Thank you for your day. Thank you for this wonderful opportunity. Thank him for the word that is about to come to you. Father, we are grateful. Randi la baka sonda la bali da bahaya. Reka manda bara di la basha di lebele de ba. E rabada baka baya do la bala da ba ba ba. Bara di lo bo shandi lebele de bahate. E kamaya nda rabala da ba ba. E romando bo shaka balando bo rababa ba ba. E barianda la bala da bahate. Ke lo monda bahate. Father, we are grateful. Father, we are grateful. Mande koza baradianda la baha. Reka maya dala balada baha. Rati kiburaba shonda la balada baha. Raka maya dala balada baha. Mora manda baka zonde lebele de baha. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, dear Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Psalm 133 from verse 1. Can we read it together? A song of the grace of David. Behold, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirt of his garments. It says, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Hallelujah. This is a wonderful opportunity for all of us to dwell together in unity, for all of us to be together, and especially for all of us to hear from our Father together. And I am very excited about it. I don't know if you are excited about it. Are you excited about it? Yes. And I want us to pray for grace, for the grace to flow. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You are online. I'm sure if Paul and the apostles and all these people had the opportunity to be online, they would have really enjoyed it. In Acts chapter 2, the Bible says that they were all together. They moved from house to house. They were enjoying their lives. This is an opportunity for us to enjoy each other. And I want us to pray for the grace to flow, for the grace to be together, to be in the meeting, to be in the meeting as though you are sitting here with us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So lift up your voice, just a few minutes, just speak in tongues and bring your mind to what is happening. That we are all together, we are all dwelling together. And the Bible says that there the Lord commanded a blessing. A blessing is coming upon your life tonight. A mighty blessing. And even life forevermore. It is yours in the name of the Lord Jesus. Liba kazon de rianda la bahate kora manda baba era mando bo shande le bele de gebusa ibra di kabayando kora mande bali go shante ke bayanda la baba era dango sende le bele de baha. We cancel out distractions in the name of the Lord Jesus. Mantu zile mando kora manda bale do shata kabaye era manda ba sonde le bele di gabahate Legoda, Baradu, Shandi, Baradu, Shandi, Maro, Kabaya, Era Nando, Sendele, Belaka Sote, Ibradilo Mondo, Boshake Zalada, Era Manda Bakasun, Delebele de Bahate, Renga Baradulo, Boshande, Lebele de He. Thank you, Lord Jesus, Mango Rata, Bashonda La Baba, Ibra Bakazo, Ibra Bakazo, Ibra Bakazo, Mando Baradia da La Balada Baha. Father, we are grateful. Hallelujah. Finally, I want us to look at a scripture in Acts chapter 16 from verse 13. Acts chapter 16 from verse 13. The Bible says that, and on the Sabbath, we went out of the city by a riverside where prayer was wont to be made. Charlie, let's read a lighter version. Was wont to. What's that? On the Sabbath day, I'm reading NLT now. On the Sabbath day, we went a little way outside the city to a river bank. It is where we thought people would be meeting for prayer. And we sat down to speak with some women who had gathered there. Verse 14. One of them was Lydia from Thyatira, a merchant of expensive purple cloth. She sold Louis Vuitton and Prada and Gucci bags and all that. It says, who worshipped God? And as she listened to us, the Lord opened her heart. Tonight, I'm praying that the Lord is going to open your heart. Hallelujah. And that's what we are going to pray about. The Lord opened her heart and she accepted what Paul was saying. I want you to pray for yourself. I want you to pray for the person sitting next to you. I want you to pray for the one who is not yet in, the one who is going to come in later. We are praying that the Lord is opening our hearts and we are hearing what God has for us today. We are not living here the same in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lift up your voice. This is your blessing. This is your peace. This is your prosperity that's about to be ministered to you. And pray that the Lord is opening your heart in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, dear Holy Ghost. Mando kabala damasha. Lebra damakuza baradila mando kujada kabaya. Era manda baradilo gushanda la malaka sote kibaya. Declare that the Lord is opening your heart to hear from God. Declare that the Lord is opening the heart of everyone else around you in the name of Jesus. Lord, our hearts are ready. Lord, our hearts are fixed on you for what you have for us tonight in the name of Jesus. Mande kora manda balada basho bizaka ibradando koze bando bora manda baladi bashande. The word of God is having its way in my heart in the name of Jesus. I am receiving with meekness the engrafted word of God, which is able to save my soul in the name of the Lord Jesus. I am leaving this place blessed. I'm leaving this place transformed. Manko ramande baladi bashanda labaha. E kamayando la balada baha. Re kabalo goshande. Revila mando baradia dalabahate. Leko zambaradila bahatuze baradila haya. Re kamando. Lift up your voice. Makura manga shati. Ila manda baradula basha. Ela bora makuza teke. Lelonda baradia dalabahata. Ahata open. Ahata open. In the name of Jesus. Mali goshande. Bosha, Libra Dilo Bosha Kizo Balahate, Libra Dala Balada Bahate, Le Purana Balada Baha. Hallelujah. Say, I'm ready. Say, my heart is open. I am not leaving this place the same. I'm living transformed. The word of God that is coming, it is mine. It's for me. It is building me up. It is changing my life by the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm leaving this place excited. I'm leaving this place filled with the Spirit. I'm leaving this place with answers in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and give the Lord a mighty shout of glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What a blessing to be gathered as a family like this tonight. God has started something new with us. The Bible says that He's great and He's greatly to be praised. So as we are gathered like this tonight, we just want to spend a few minutes to bless His holy name. Hallelujah. So let's all be upstanding. If you are sitting, I want you to be up on your feet with your hands lifted up and your hearts filled with praise this evening. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh. of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And none compares to him. You are God alone. There is none, there is none
like you.
You are God alone. None compares to you. You are God alone. Just lift up your hands and sing it. There is none like you. Wave your hands to the Lord. And let's welcome our Father, the Bishop. Just clap your hands to the Lord.
Hello, 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 everyone. It's good to have you join us on LC Live. What a blessing. I'm sure you are wondering what LC Live is all about. Well, LC Live means Love Center Live. We've always called our cell groups love centers for many years. We suspended the name for some time. We are back with the name.
Hallelujah.
And we
Hallelujah.
Are excited to be together with you.
Wow.
We made a decision some weeks back to have our cell meetings together like this, where we are preaching. We get the opportunity to preach to you and share with you and not put too much pressure on cell shepherds, so that a cell shepherd can easily gather and just, you know, join live. You know, as join us live in the studio and be part of what's going on with all those he or she has gathered. So I want to acknowledge all our shepherds, all our cell shepherds in various places. You are welcome to LC Live, which is Love Center Live, and we're excited to have you. My name is Bishop Isaac. I think someone gave me a name recently. And I think it's nice. Probably we can use that name. I'm here with Pastor Eugene anyways. Pastor Eugene, I welcome.
Thank you very much.
Good to see you.
Thank you very
it's
much.
It's a blessing. Bishop. Pastor Eugene is one of our senior executive council members.
Mm.
He's been with me for many years. I think next year will be 20 years since we started a relationship. I tell you.
Wow.
The Bible says a faithful man who can find. And I'm blessed to have a faithful man who has been with me for many, many, many years. And it stands... It's correct for him to be on the very first LC Live show.
He's
been around for... You'll be seeing different people as time goes on. It'll be a blessing. So it's exciting to have you. We are excited. I know that you're also excited. We'll be having some wonderful time in the Word tonight. I know that you're going to be blessed. I was talking about the name I was thinking of.
Yeah.
The person called me Bisho. Bisho, I tell you. I don't know if it works. Yeah, Bisho. It doesn't work. It's a good name. It's a good name. Bisho. So instead of Bishop Oti, you just cut a shop. A person's from First Love. And she decided to give me that name, Bisho. I'm thinking about all Bishop Daddy. Pastor Kobe named me Bishop Daddy some years ago. So probably Bishop Daddy works better. Yeah, so Bishop Daddy is better. Okay, so my name is Bishop Daddy. You're welcome to LC Live. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're excited. You can tell we're excited in the studio.
Oh, yes.
Joy is very important. You need to be excited in the Lord. Yeah, so today we are talking about how to receive the Holy Spirit.
Wow.
How to receive the Holy Spirit.
Wow.
How to receive the Holy Spirit. And my first verse is from John chapter 14. Verse 16. Can you show it to us? John chapter 14, verse 16, all the way to verse 18. The Bible says, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you." Verse 18, it says, "And I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you." This is Jesus talking to his disciples. You know, this is, it's called the upper room discourse, the very last meeting Jesus had with his disciples, with his apostles, you know, and he's having this discussion with them and letting them know that he's not going to leave them comfortless or as orphans. The word comfortless is orphanos. It means orphans. I'm not going to leave you as orphans, but I'm going to come to you. But I'm coming to you in a different way, in a different form. I'm coming to you as the Holy Spirit. I'm coming to you as the Holy Spirit. And Jesus uses, you see the NLT says, he says, no, I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you. I will not abandon you as orphans. So Jesus didn't want to leave the apostles, that is us, without any care, without the fatherhood of God. Jesus had provided the fatherhood of God to the apostles, to the disciples. All this while, he had helped them, he had blessed them, he had, you know, shown them and taught them the word of God, introduced the fatherhood of God to them over the period. And he was about to leave, and he says that, I'm not going to leave you comfortless or as orphans. I'm going to come to you. Then he says, I'm going to come to you in the form of the Holy Spirit. So when you go to verse 16, look at verse 16 in the Amplified. He says, I'll ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter. Now, the word another there is the word allos. The Greek word is allos, and allos means another of the same kind. You know, Pastor Eugene is here.
Yeah.
Pastor Eugene is wearing a shirt. I'm also wearing a shirt, but the shirt we are wearing are two different shirts. Do you see? So, Pastor Eugene is wearing another shirt, but it's another of a different kind. Pastor Eugene, I don't know if you can help us understand.
I think what Daddy is saying is very, very powerful. I think, first of all, I also want to say thank you for
it's a blessing,
the opportunity to be on set with you. I know there's a lot to learn from you.
Oh, yes.
It's been a great honor learning from you all these years.
Hallelujah.
So thank you very much, Bishop.
I remember the days when we used to walk around from CCF.
Yeah.
When we close, we'll be walking.
Yeah.
It's a blessing, sharing the word. So this, what we are doing is something we've done for many, many years.
Wow.
Many, many years.
So it's a great blessing.
Hallelujah.
It's a great blessing. Mm. I think like what Daddy was saying, another of a different kind. That's allos. That's heteros.
Heteros, yeah.
And then, so it basically means that you have two different things from which are different completely.
Mm.
So for instance, maybe if I have a watch, right? And this one is Android watch.
Mm-hmm.
We may have another type of watch. It's another watch.
My iWatch.
You know, so mine is Android.
Okay.
So let's say Bishop's own is i.
Yeah.
So they are all watches, but it's a watch of a different kind.
Mm.
But however, I have the same type of watch.
Mm-hmm.
It means that it's a watch, the same watch, mm-hmm. but of the same kind.
Yeah.
So that's basically what the
same color.
Same color.
Same weight. Same size,
same function,
same everything, same in all ways. And that's the word Jesus chose to use. He didn't use the word heteros.
Mm.
He chose to use the word allos, which is another of the same kind. So there's no difference between the Holy Spirit and Jesus. There's no difference. Jesus is the Holy Spirit without borders.
Wow.
You know, to see Jesus at that time, you needed to move.
Mm.
When you read in John chapter 12, there's a story concerning some guys who had moved from Greece all the way to come to Jerusalem to have a meeting with Jesus Christ. You know, they saw Andrew. Andrew met Philip, and Philip and Andrew came to tell Jesus about the fact that some people had come all the way from Greece to come and look for him. That is what would have been happening now.
Wow.
If we didn't have the Holy Spirit.
I tell you.
The Holy Spirit is Jesus without borders.
Wow.
Jesus without borders. I don't know if there's anything you want to say about that.
Bishop, it would have been very hectic and very strenuous if the whole world had to go to one location.
I tell you.
I mean, that means that more than 99% of the world will be cut out.
Billions of people
will be cut out. Billions of people will not have the opportunity to have an encounter with Jesus for himself. So I think it's a real blessing to have the Holy Spirit.
Oh, yes.
It's a blessing.
Oh, yes.
It's a blessing.
Now you can talk to the Holy Spirit one-on-one, wherever you are.
Anytime.
And it's just like having Jesus, the presence of Jesus with you, wherever you find yourself in the world.
Wow.
You can have Jesus with you in your bathroom. You can have Jesus with you in your hall. You can have Jesus with you at work. You can have Jesus with you as you travel. Wherever you are,
as
you play with your children, as you play with your beloved, I pray for a beloved for you in the name of
Jesus.
Whatever it is that you're doing, you can have the Holy Spirit with you. Jesus says, another of the same kind. Another of the same kind.
Paracletos.
another of the same kind. Mm. And he brings the fatherhood of God to you and I. Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. When you read in John chapter 15, verse 26, look at John chapter 15, verse 26. It says, but when Jesus is still talking about the Holy Spirit, and he calls him the Comforter. Okay, there are many, many names that are given to the Holy Spirit. When you read, go back to John chapter 14, verse 16. The Amplified says that I will ask the Father, and he will give you another Comforter. So that's one of the names of the Holy Spirit, Comforter. Then he explains by giving you more synonyms to who the Holy Spirit is.
Mm.
Counselor. So the Holy Spirit is a Comforter. He will comfort you in time of trouble. He will comfort your heart. I visited a house. One of our sisters lost her sister.
Wow.
You know, and I visited their house just about a week ago. And when I went, her parents were so encouraged. You know, they've lost, this is their child.
Mm.
You know, and they are so, I was amazed at how encouraged and comforted they were.
Wow.
I mean, that's a very because difficult situation to be in. Yeah. But because of the ministry of the Holy Spirit, the comforting ministry of the Holy Spirit, they weren't moved.
Mm.
Yes, we've lost someone, but the scriptures, the comfort of the scriptures, as given by the Holy Spirit, had made them comfortable, relaxed.
They lost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were thanking God, amazingly.
Wow.
Yeah, they weren't moved.
Wow.
So without the Holy Spirit, you may not be able to go through, you may not be able to do life. The Holy Spirit helps you to do life.
Wow.
You see, that's why he's called the Comforter. He's also called the Counselor. I don't know if you can help us go through some of these synonyms of the Spirit.
Yeah. I mean, a counselor is someone who gives you counsel.
Mm.
Yeah. You know, sometimes people are bereft of counsel. What to do, counsel, yeah. What to do in life and all that. But to have the Holy Spirit and know what to do is a great blessing.
Mm.
You know, so it says the counsel.
Mm.
I think it's the biggest thing
you
can have. One of the biggest things you can have to know what to do at any point in time.
You have three boys.
Three boys.
To choose from. You don't know which one to choose.
Yeah, exactly.
Pastor Marilyn is here. Is that, which one are you choosing?
Which one will you choose?
Malaga, Dabaya, Balaba.
Will you choose the banker?
Will you choose the banker?
The tall one.
The tall one.
Or the one with the pot belly?
The one with the short the pot belly. As well. Wow. I think you should choose the pot belly one. At least you have something to put your head on.
I tell you.
The Holy Spirit is the one to counsel you.
Yeah.
To give you counsel, show you. Sometimes people ask questions. I mean, what should I do about this? What should I do about
what
that?
What business should I do?
What business should I do? Which investment should I choose?
Mm.
Ken Hagin spoke of this man, this businessman, who had never lost an investment.
Wow.
Never lost an investment.
Wow.
Every business opportunity that had been presented to him, and he's invested in work.
Mm.
So he asked him what his secret was. And the man said that my secret is that whenever something is presented, no matter how good it is, no matter how powerful it looks, I'll lock myself up. He said he literally had a closet in his house where he would talk to the Lord. He said, I'll lock myself in the closet, put the business proposal in front of me, and pray over it and ask the Holy Spirit,
wow,
whether to invest or not to invest.
Wow.
And that's how he never lost any investment. You know, I lost some investment with some of these companies. Two different companies. My wife has not been giving me peace about it.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know if you remember Nam One. Do you remember Nam One? Men's Gold. I gave my money to Men's Gold and I lost my money. Can you imagine?
Wow.
I realized actually I didn't listen to the Holy Spirit at all.
Amazing.
So you'd be surprised that you are not listening to the Holy Spirit.
Wow.
Even though you have the Holy Spirit right there in you, you may not be listening to him. You may not be receiving counsel from him.
Mm.
You may even forget that he's there.
Wow.
When there's an opportunity to do something, to choose something, you may not remember.
Wow.
That there's an inward someone who is in you. Jesus said, He shall abide with you forever.
Wow.
He shall abide with you forever. He shall be with you forever. So the Holy Spirit doesn't leave us under any circumstance.
Mm.
Do you see? Yet you may forget.
Wow.
You may forget.
Wow. Bishop, you know, what you are talking about has brought a scripture to mind.
Beautiful.
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5.
Show us Proverbs 3, verse 5.
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean not on your own understanding. Then it says, in all thy ways, acknowledge him.
Wow.
And he shall direct thy path.
Mm.
You know, so it's really a blessing I think that people are really lost on what to do.
Yeah.
You know, and God has given us this great opportunity to know what to do at every point in time. And I think that, I mean, you cannot, with this information alone, you cannot be poor.
Yeah.
You can live healthy for the rest of your life. You can live rich.
It will show you what food to eat.
What food to eat.
What not to eat.
Exactly.
As you are eating at 11 p.m., 12 a.m., you are now eating banku.
I tell you.
I mean, the Holy Spirit will talk to you.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
And he talks about everything because he cares about every aspect of our lives.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Every aspect. Every aspect.
Wow.
He's a counselor. Mm. He's a comforter. I mean, he will comfort you through troubling
difficult times. Yeah.
Show you what to do. Can you show us that verse once again? Go back to that place.
Amplify.
He says, and I'll give you, I'll ask the Father, and he will give you. This is John 14, verse 16. By the time the service is over, you should know John 14, 16.
Oh, yes.
And I'll ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter, counselor, helper.
Helper.
Can you imagine that the Holy Spirit is a helper for us?
Wow.
He can help us in our academics.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You are studying and you are not. I remember when I was in school, when I was in university, I mean, before I study, I'll write a verse on my filmmaker board. I don't know why you are studying and you don't have a filmmaker board. You are not writing anything. I remember when I was in secondary school, I was reading Mass. I was reading Mass one of those days. I tell you, I was my one of my seniors asked me, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm learning. They said, what's up? I said, Mass. He said, so why don't you have
a filmmaker board?
Why are you not writing something? Why are you not calculating? I said, I'm calculating my mind. I'm calculating my head. He said, you are not serious. If you don't learn how to calculate it or you don't learn how to write it down, it has to move from your head to your fingers. Whatever it is that you know must move from your head to your finger. Your finger should be used to writing it. That's what makes it work. So I'd write, you know, a verse and ask the Holy Spirit to help me to understand what I'm reading.
Wow.
He will give you understanding. He's your helper in your academics. He's your helper in your business. How can you be doing your business without the Holy Spirit? I mean, it doesn't work. You want to make sales, and there's no, you are not. He's showing us what the definition of a helper: one who comes alongside
to assist.
Oh, you have the Holy Spirit to assist you. I don't know why you wouldn't ask the Holy Spirit to assist you in life, to assist you make a decision, to assist you do anything. You know, there was a story in a book, I think, by Anna Rountree. You know, and this woman was planting flowers in a garden, and she was so in tune with the Holy Spirit, just talking to the Holy Spirit. When she plants one line and she lifts her head, another line would have been planted.
Wow.
Yes. The Holy Spirit was literally helping her practically.
Amazing.
As she was working. So the Holy Spirit can help you. He's our helper. And he helps us in accomplishing whatever it is that God gives to us. I mean, I can't imagine. Just imagine, Pastor Yin happens to be our finance director.
Yeah.
As well, you know. Just imagine how our finances would be without the Holy Spirit. Can you tell us a bit about that aspect as well?
Wow.
Because we have people online. We are all watching.
Yeah.
Maybe you are new to the cell meeting today, and you are struggling with your finances. You don't have to do your finances on your own. You can trust in the Holy Spirit to help you.
Yeah.
Pastor, tell us.
You know, I think that for me, what really stands out for me is how every week on week, you know, you pray over the finances.
Yeah.
You know, so God gives us an amount of money, and then we present it to Bishop, and Bishop will release some blessing on it.
Yeah.
Declare that this is more.
First of all, we thank Him. We thank
God
for the supply.
Exactly.
No matter how small it is, it's God brought it to us.
Yes.
That's what God gave to
us.
We are happy about
it. It's enough.
We don't say, oh, this money is so small.
This week it didn't go well.
This week it didn't go well. We've never said that.
Yeah.
We just thank God for what He has given to us.
Yeah.
You know, the key to blessing anything is to thank God for it. Thanksgiving is the key to blessing. Blessing is equal to thanking God.
Mm.
So we thank God for it.
Mm.
And by thanking God for it, it is blessed.
Exactly.
That's all we can continue.
Yeah. So, I mean, when Jesus, you know, received the 5 loaves of bread, he thanked God for it.
Yes.
You know, and it was enough.
Mm.
So what daddy would do normally is thanking God for supply and then declare blessing over the money.
Mm.
Declare that this money is greatly increased and multiplied.
Hallelujah.
And by the time we realize we have been greatly helped. We've had many instances where, I mean, if you look at the money God has given to us, under normal circumstances, it shouldn't be enough to accomplish the things we do. But for some reason, we receive great help from God to be able to do what needs to be done.
Yes.
You know, sometimes you see some of the things we are acquiring coming in at
a cheaper price.
Yeah. You know,
what is sold for 5,000 will be sold to us at 3,000.
3,000. It's a blessing. And that's the help of the Holy Ghost.
That's the help of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what the Holy Spirit wants to do for you.
Wow.
That's what the Holy Spirit wants to do for you. The Holy Spirit is not an idea. It's a person.
It's not an abstract.
It's not an abstract something. It's a person. It's real.
Yeah.
And it's in your life to help you. It's in your life to give you counsel. Mm. It's in your life to comfort you. There are four more things.
Mm.
It's in your life to intercede for you.
Mm.
To intercede for you. To pray for you. Yeah. Can you imagine the Holy Spirit prays for us and helps us?
Amazing.
Do you see? Then he says he's your advocate. Eh? He's your advocate. He's your lawyer.
Wow.
Plead your case before the courts of God.
Speaks for you.
Okay? This one says a representative or a defender, like a lawyer who speaks for you. He speaks for you. When you can't speak, you've done something wrong, you don't even know how to talk to God. You
can't defend yourself.
You can't defend yourself.
Mm.
The Holy Spirit is there.
Mm.
He will help you.
Wow.
That's his job. He's your strengthener.
Wow.
Yeah, he's your strengthener. It's like generator.
Mm.
You know, he strengthens you in life.
Mm.
Okay, Paul prays that the Spirit will be strengthened with might by his Spirit
in our inner man.
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of might who gives us strength both physically, spiritually, psychologically. You can't have the Holy Spirit and say you have mental
depression.
What? Mental health issues. No.
I'm depressed.
You are depressed. No. The Holy Spirit doesn't lead us into depression. The Holy Spirit is our helper. He's our strengthener. He strengthens us on all levels.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
What a blessing. I don't know what if you're enjoying the teaching.
Oh, yes.
I'm enjoying myself.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It's too powerful.
I'm enjoying everything that
it's
is
too
going
powerful.
On. You know, so if we are not careful, we'll spend all our time on this one. Because we are talking about how to receive the Holy Spirit. You know, we are talking about the ministry of the Holy Spirit to court your interests. Do you see? If you don't know, people are only motivated to do things that they believe they will have something out of.
Certain results.
They'll get some benefits from. So it's always good to let people know who the Holy Spirit is, what he comes to us with, what he brings on board to our life. Okay? And one of the things he does is to bring the fatherhood of God. I've mentioned it to you, but I want to show you a verse in John 15, verse 26. Look at John 15, 26. It says, this is Jesus talking about the Holy Spirit. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me.
Wow.
Now, Jesus says that, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father. The word from, okay, if you have an interlinear, and you should have an interlinear, you should have a Bible on your phone or on your tablet that has the Greek numbers, Hebrew numbers, strong concordance, and all of that. If you don't have it, your cell shepherd will have it. He should be able to share with you with versions. You should have more than one version. How many of you eat only pork? Morning, afternoon, evening. Or you eat only fish? Morning, afternoon, evening. No, there must always be a variety. Yeah, I like a soup that looks like a zoo. Soup that looks like a zoo.
With all kinds of animals.
All kinds of things are in there. There's some crab in there. There's some snail in there. There's
mushrooms.
Something. Some mushrooms. Some fish in there. Some beef in there. Some. I know those of you who are in America and Canada, you may not understand what we are talking about. But receive grace to understand what we are talking about. Yeah. The soup looks like a zoo. Everything is in there.
Yeah.
You know. So versions, having different versions is a blessing from God for you to have various understandings of the same verse, because the Greek is richer than the English. The Greek is richer than the English, and you cannot sit with one version and say you understand everything. No, there's something that comes. That's why we read the Amplified not long ago. So you should have that now. When you check the word from in the Greek, it's actually from and with. It's from with the Father. So you can read it like that. I'll send unto you, but when the Comforter is come, whom I'll send unto you from the Father. So it can read, whom I'll send from to you from with the Father. Father. So the Holy Spirit is from the Father, but he also comes with the fatherhood of the Father. He comes with the fatherhood of God. He's the one to reveal God as Father to you. Now, if you remember, let's keep our fingers here. Go to Galatians chapter 4. I want us to read verse 6. Galatians 4, verse 6. These are lovely verses in the Bible. He says, and because you are sons, God has sent forth the Holy Spirit, the same Holy Spirit of a son, into your heart, crying, Abba, Father. So the Holy Spirit has a ministry of bringing the fatherhood of God to you.
Wow.
And the fatherhood of God is so important. It's apart from being your comforter, your counselor, your standby, your strengthener, your advocate, all that we've mentioned, he's also the one who brings to you the knowledge of the fatherhood of God.
Wow.
Without the Holy Spirit, you will not know God as Father.
Wow.
I don't know if you can help us.
Wow.
Understand this some more.
I mean, Daddy, the fatherhood of God, I think, is so important that if you read through the account of Jesus Christ, you could see that Jesus didn't introduce God as
Jehovah Chidikenu,
Jehovah Jireh, or any of those things, but he introduced him as Father. You know, that means that for us as believers, all we need to know is God as Father.
Oh, yes.
And it appears that that is all encompassing. You know, the Bible says that, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us.
That we should be called the sons of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And that's so powerful. So I think it's really a great privilege to know God as Father. And that place of the Holy Spirit in our lives is so important.
Yeah.
You know, I remember when you mentioned earlier on that God has not left us as orphans.
Orphans.
You know, orphans lack love.
Yeah.
You know, in fact, all the crimes we see in the world are committed by people who are from broken homes.
Yeah.
They don't have fatherly love, you know, and because of that, there's excessive lack in their lives.
Yeah.
And they end up showing as, it shows as a social vice.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that fatherhood revelation that the Holy Spirit brings really gives us that confidence.
Hallelujah.
To be able to live the full life that God has given to us. And it's really powerful.
Oh, yes.
It's really
powerful. That's God's aim.
Yeah.
Jesus was the Son of God, and Jesus introduced God as the Father. And Jesus wants us to know God as Father as well.
Wow.
So he gives us the Holy Spirit. He allows the Holy Spirit to come into our lives to show us the ministry of the Father, the fatherhood of God, to have God as our Father. So it's the Holy Spirit who does that.
Wow.
Do you see? It's the Holy Spirit. Can you show us that verse once again? Galatians 4, verse 6. And because you are sons, it says, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son
into your
hearts.
Crying.
And his job is to cry to you,
Abba,
Father, to let you know God. The word Abba is the most intimate way to call a father. It's like saying daddy. Saying daddy. So calling the Holy Spirit will help you to know God as your daddy. Your daddy, the one who protects you, the one who cares for you, the one who provides for you, the one who loves you, the one who makes a way for you. I mean, my children don't think about what to eat. Daddy is there. They don't think about what to wear. Daddy is there. They don't think about what money. Daddy is there. Everything. Daddy is there. Don't think about school fees. I mean, just imagine you're a father, you see your son sitting, you know, thinking about himself like this. You ask him, what are you thinking about? I'm thinking about my school fees. I'm sure you lash him even. Yeah. Like, how can you be thinking about school fees when I'm around?
Yeah.
If you don't know the fatherhood of God, you'll be thinking about things that you don't need to think about because you don't know the fatherhood of God. And the Holy Spirit is the one who brings us knowledge of the fatherhood of God. Then back in John chapter 15, verse 26, Jesus said that, so now we know, but when the Comforter is come, whom I'll send unto you from with the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father. So he's from and with, he comes with the Father, proceeds from the Father. Then he says, he shall testify of me. Wow. So another ministry of the Holy Spirit is to speak concerning Jesus Christ. Is to let you know Jesus Christ.
Wow.
That's what the Holy Spirit does.
Wow.
He lets you know the fatherhood of God, and he lets you know who Jesus is. Without the Holy Spirit, you will never know who Jesus is. You hear Jesus, 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 but as to who he really is, you will never know. Paul prays for the church in Ephesus, in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15. Let's look at Ephesians 1, verse 15. Paul says, "Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus. The word him there is actually Jesus. It's the knowledge of Jesus. The Holy Spirit comes to bring you into the knowledge of Jesus. And Jesus spoke about this. He shall testify of me. He shall speak of me. The Holy Spirit is the one who helps you to understand who Jesus is, what he came to do, what he came to accomplish. Without the Holy Spirit, you cannot understand the person of Jesus, the work of Jesus, and the will of Jesus, the power of Jesus cannot be understood without the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is a very, very important person. And you have to receive the Holy Spirit if you've not received the Holy Spirit yet. If you have received the Holy Spirit already, you need to get to know his ministry some more, like we are teaching you now. So now go to John chapter 16. There's so much in John chapter 16, but if we start, we'll not finish. Our time is almost up. But I want to show you an aspect of it. So John 16, let's read verse 12. John 16, verse 12. Jesus says, "I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. However," or howbeit, is the same word, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. Guess what? Jesus said, "I am the way,
the truth,
the truth, life, and the life." So all truth is Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Jesus is truth. So the Holy Spirit has a ministry of guiding you into getting to know Jesus. All truth, all reality, which can only be found in Jesus. Then he says, "For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come." The Holy Spirit has a ministry of showing you the future. He has that's the revelatory aspect of the Holy Spirit, the ministry of the Holy Spirit, showing you the future. Look at the next verse, verse 14. Then it says, "He shall glorify me." Jesus says, "The Holy Spirit shall glorify me." The ministry of the Holy Spirit is to glorify Jesus Christ in your life. He shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you.
Wow.
What a blessing.
Wow.
What a blessing.
Wow.
That's what the Holy Spirit does. Wow. Shows you about the Father. He shows you about the Son, Jesus Christ. Wow. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I mean, you cannot afford not to have the Holy Spirit in your life. Pastor, which one would you prefer? Jesus with us here, right now.
Yeah.
Or the Holy Spirit in you.
In you. I mean, even if Jesus is here with us, you will not access him every time.
Exactly.
Yeah, because you may have to attend to something at a point in time.
Mm.
Even if Jesus is physically here,
you
know, there will be a time you will not see him.
Yeah, and you are not the only one who is looking for him.
Exactly. Everybody wants his attention.
Mm-hmm. You are not the only one.
Yeah.
You will never be the only one.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah. So it's always best. I mean, the Holy Ghost is our blessing.
Mm.
To have him in us is to have access to the Father, access to Jesus himself.
Mm.
I think we can't, it's like too good to be true.
Exactly.
It's a great blessing.
It's too nice.
Yeah.
It's too nice. Yeah. And there's a verse for it.
Mm.
John chapter 16, verse 7. Jesus himself said it. Manuel, can you please read it to us?
John chapter 16, verse 7. He said, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you."
Can you imagine? Jesus says, "It is expedient." Let's read the Amplified. The Amplified is nicer. Can you please read it
Amplified. It says that, "However, I'm telling you nothing but the truth."
Hey, Jesus says, "I'm telling you, like, I swear my Father can't come." I swear. That is something similar.
Oh, yes.
Like, I'm telling you the truth. Like, no doubt about it. Don't think that you need me here.
Don't think otherwise. This is it. Yeah.
Please continue.
Yeah. "I'm telling you nothing but the truth when I say it is profitable, good, expedient, advantageous
for you
that I go away."
That I go away.
Wow.
Hey.
Wow.
"It is good for you
that I go away."
So it's good for us that Jesus is not here.
Oh, yes.
"It's advantageous for us that Jesus is not here."
It's profitable.
"It is profitable for us that Jesus is not here." Do you see?
Expedient.
Yes. "It's expedient for us that Jesus is not here."
Wow.
"For if I go not away," the Holy Spirit says, "because if I do not go away, the Comforter will not come."
Yeah.
"The Counselor will not come." So now we can have the ministry of the Holy Spirit in our lives because Jesus is not around.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What a blessing.
What a blessing.
So the Holy Spirit brings you advantage. Mm. It brings you an advantage.
Profit. Wow.
Hallelujah. Now, how do we receive the Holy Spirit? Can you kindly help us to know how
to receive
we can receive the Holy Spirit?
Well, there's a classical story in the Bible concerning Cornelius.
Yeah.
You know, Cornelius was a good man. Mm. I think in John chapter 10,
Acts chapter 10, from verse 1. Because of our time,
we will not be able to read it. But
it's a reference from verse 1 to verse 6.
Verse 6. You know, Cornelius, the Bible says that Cornelius was a devout man, someone given into almsgiving, you know, someone who wanted to serve God and all that. But he could not, first of all, have the opportunity to be born again.
Yeah.
Because somebody had to preach the gospel to him. And when the angel showed himself to him and asked him to send for Peter, and then Peter came and preached the gospel to him. After preaching the gospel to him, he asked him to receive the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
So all Cornelius had to do was just believe.
Exactly.
After believing in Jesus Christ, he had to just receive the Holy Ghost by believing.
It's so simple.
Yeah.
It's not, you don't need to fight about it.
Yeah.
Cornelius didn't know the Lord, even though he was giving alms. Is it giving alms? Giving does not take you to heaven. Building God a cathedral does not take you to heaven.
Yeah.
Doing praying, the guy was praying. He was
living
giving alms. He was living a righteous life, devout life, like doing right living.
It's not enough.
But it was not enough. He needed to receive Jesus as his Lord and personal Savior. He needed to believe in Jesus as his Lord and personal Savior. And God sent an angel to him to tell him to go. Look at Acts 10, verse 6. Go to verse 5. It says, the angel said to him, and now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. Do you see? It says, go and call him. Next, verse 6. He lodges with one Simon a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell you what thou oughtest to do. And when Peter came, Peter preached to him. You see, go to verse 38, Acts 10, verse 38. Peter preached to him about salvation. He says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Verse 39, and we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Next verse, keep going, please. Verse 40, him God raised up the third day and showed him openly. Verse 41, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. Then he says, and he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of quick and dead. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believes in him shall receive remission of sins. The word remission of sins is forgiveness of sins. So Peter preached forgiveness of sins through Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
To Cornelius and his household.
Wow.
And as soon as he mentioned that your sins will be forgiven if you believe in Jesus Christ, and I believe they did, as soon as that was mentioned, the next verse says that while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. So the only qualification is for you to be born again. Good works doesn't cut it. When you are born again, you have a right to receive the Holy Spirit. You have a right to ask for the Holy Spirit. God will give you the Holy Spirit when you ask for him, because you are a child of God. So the key is to be born again. These guys got born again, they received the Holy Spirit, and that was the Holy Spirit actually fell upon them. If you read in Luke chapter 11, Pastor, you kindly read Luke chapter 11,
Luke chapter
verse 13. Luke 11, 13.
About the Bible says that, and if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?
So the qualification is to have God as your heavenly Father.
Wow.
That's the qualification, to become a child of God.
Wow.
When you become a child of God, it says, if you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father? So when God becomes your Father, which is the new birth, he says he'll give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him. So if you are born again, all you need to do now
qualified.
Is to ask. You are qualified.
Yeah.
You can now ask for the Holy Spirit.
Wow.
That's all you need to do. That's all you need to do. Just ask for the Holy Spirit. Dear Holy Spirit, come into my life. I receive you into my life. Okay. And that's it.
No, Daddy, it's quite interesting, that scripture we just read. you see that God is more willing to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a willingness. God is more ambitious, is more desirable to give us the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Than even we are to receive.
Hallelujah.
So if we just have that desire and have that openness to receive, I mean, without a doubt, you have
He's more than ready to give you
The
Spirit.
It's a blessing.
That's all. So just ask. Dear Holy Spirit, fill me. You see, and there's an evidence. Go back to Acts chapter 10, verse 44. It says, while Peter had spoke these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them which heard the word. Now, verse 45 says, and they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. Verse 46, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. You see, they heard them speak with tongues. And man, so the Holy Spirit comes with the gift of speaking in tongues. He comes with that gift. So the evidence, one of the major evidences of you receiving the Holy Spirit is tongue speaking.
Wow.
When you receive the Holy Spirit, you just begin to speak in tongues.
Hallelujah.
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 And in Acts, if you read in Acts chapter 2, the Bible, Acts chapter 2, verse 4. Pastor Jane, can you kindly read Acts 2, verse 4?
Acts
verse
chapter 2, verse 4. The Bible says that, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Holy Spirit gave them utterance.
Can you kindly enlighten us about this verse?
You know, so obviously you see that there's something over here. What the Holy Spirit gives is the utterance.
Yeah.
So all you have to do is just speak and the utterance will come. Yeah. Sometimes there are people who want the Holy Spirit to open their mouths and close it and open and speak. No. The Holy Spirit gives the utterance. In other words, it gives the words to speak. So in faith, you just speak the word.
Yeah.
And I believe that God will just...
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's amazing. I've prayed for people to receive the Holy Spirit on countless occasions. And one of the major challenges is they want the Spirit to open their mouth. So you see them standing and then their eyes are closed, then their mouths are closed. Waiting for the Holy Spirit to open their mouth.
The Bible says open your mouth wide.
The Bible says open your mouth wide and I'll fill it. You will be there for a long time.
Yeah.
If you don't open your mouth, you have to start speaking. No spirit can cause you to speak just like that. The Holy Spirit doesn't do. The Holy Spirit is not a controlling spirit. It's demons who do that. But the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. Yeah. And when you receive him, he allows you, he gives you utterance. He gives you words. Utterance means words. He gives you words from within. He gives you words. You start hearing something from within. As you keep quiet, you just start hearing something from within. Sometimes just a phrase, a sentence. Ma, 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 ka, 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 pa, 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 ja. But you need to open your mouth to say what you are hearing or what is coming to you. Don't say it's my mind. How else will God get to you without speaking to you through your mind? How else will you know God has given you something if it doesn't? Your mind is a doorway to your spirit. So without God speaking to your mind or a word coming to your mind, you will not know. How will you know what I'm saying if I don't say it to you? Do you see? Pastor Agin is sitting, he can't know what I'm thinking if I don't say anything.
Yeah.
So God also says the words. He gives the utterance comes to your mind. Ultimately, you have a word come to your mind. Ma 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 ka 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 pa 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 whatever. Just repeat it. And when you repeat it, the Holy Spirit can now give you more words as time goes on. That's how you receive the Holy Spirit. If you're a child of God, you have every right to receive the Holy Spirit. And the way to receive the Holy Spirit is just ask in worship, dear Holy Spirit, fill me. Dear Father, I ask for the Holy Spirit to fill me right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. And then you hold on and wait for the words to come. And the words can come in it comes in a second. You don't even need a minute. It comes in a second.
Split second.
Hallelujah. What a blessing.
What a blessing.
We are excited to... I don't know if you have learned anything. Have you learned anything since we started talking to you? It's been exciting coming to you. This is our very first LC Live and I believe it's been a wonderful one.
What a blessing.
It's been an exciting one. Pastor Agin, thank you so much for joining me on set. I've enjoyed our short conversation.
Oh yes, I
know you have also enjoyed our short conversation.
Yes.
We are going to be handing over to your cell shepherd in a minute, but we want to give you one or two announcements. The first one is that those of you who are in Accra, all cells in Accra, all shepherds in Accra, all members of our church in Accra, we are coming together for Believers Convention 2026. I'm going to be preaching. I'm going to be sharing something very powerful with us. We want to gather as many people. We have a target of 10,000 people gathering. Those of you in other cities, you can come. We don't mind. We like it. You can come and join
ourselves.
Us. Pastor Eason is in Kumasi, but he'll be coming.
We'll be coming.
You can come. We'll be happy to have you.
To miss it.
But we are all going to be gathering here at the Sounds, and we are going to have a very wonderful time in the presence of God. So be reminded of that. And the other thing is 15th opportunity is also coming up. It's time to honor.
Oh, yes.
This year I'm turning 40, and it's a blessed time to honor. I can't wait to receive your gifts.
Oh, yes.
And be blessed. Hallelujah. So, this opportunity is coming on live as well. There are a number of things that are slated for this opportunity. I know they are going to be taking us through as time goes on. Pastor, I don't know if you want to say anything about
this opportunity. I mean, 15th opportunity is a day. Mm. Yeah. You know, you read Malachi, about Malachi 1:6, it says that if I'm your father, where is your honor? Mm. So, it's time to honor our bishop, our shepherd, our pastor, our prophet. You know, that is all good things to us.
Oh, yes.
And it's a great joy to have that opportunity to honor him. And I just can't wait for that day. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I know you are also anticipating it. Hallelujah. And I know we'll have a good time. In fact, it's a celebration. It's a week-long celebration. Mm. And I know that we'll enjoy ourselves. Even as we honor our Father.
Hallelujah. I can't wait to... Charlie, do as you will.
Oh, yes.
I'm yours. I'm yours. It's a blessing. Oh, yeah.
We'll hold back.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So we're excited. Thank you so much for joining us on LC Live. We'll be back next week, same time, same place, same location, wherever you are. Next week, I'll be mentioning some of the places where you are.
Oh, yes.
To the glory of God.
Oh, yes.
God bless you so much for joining us once again. We are handing over to your cell shepherd for a 30-minute question and answer session, exhortation, offering, everything. I'm supposed to have taken an offering, but I couldn't take it. So take up an offering right now. Father, thank you for the offerings. Thank you that offerings are blessed as we give. We are excited as we give. Thank you for fruits, even as we give to your glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. So you can give that offering. Your cell shepherd is going to take another offering for your busing to church on Sunday. We're excited. We love you. Mwah. Bye-bye.
Power to the weak, strength to the powerless, Christ until we never know defeat. For all who believe, exceeding great power, I am made always to fight from the wind. Authority, I walk in the name of sending me. Into the darkness I'm following, at the bridge of the hill I'm following, authority, I walk in the name of sending me. Into the darkness I'm following, at the bridge, at the hill I'm following. Your resurrection got me feeling so alive. With the power on the inside I got might. Who they kick against the bricks, this no be fight. I got victory, my Jesus, they alive, power day. Miracle working power, power day. Miracle working power, power day, power day, day.
Power day, glory day, miracles they come my way. Every day, no delay, I see all I de say. Miracle working power, giving me my desire. I be blazing that fire, speaking tongues I go higher.
The resurrection got me feeling so alive. The power on the inside, I can might. Who they kick against the bricks, this no be fight. I got victory, my Jesus, they alive.